I want to make a medical analogy if I can, if you'll forgive it. And that is, when you're dealing with a crisis, I'm guessing there are a lot of short-term fixes you make, treating the symptoms as they present in the emergency room. What are some of the long-term changes? How does SEARCH prevent itself, once it's cured of this particular ailment, from getting sick again?
That's a part of my top secret strategy, I guess. No, I think what you've hit on, I mean, and maybe to talk around the question a little bit, I think we have a leadership team here that is new to SEARCH, and it brings a fresh set of eyes, and you see a fresh set of opportunities here. There are a lot of things that we have done as a matter of practice, and they've been iteratively changed over the years, that are probably fundamentally unique to SEARCH. And I think what you have now is a set of people who are in questioning why some of these things are the way that they are. I mean, how we do billing, how we do insurance, how we do benefits. I think those have the opportunity to fundamentally change this organization for the better. Those are foundational, fundamental changes. And so to me, by addressing those, we're building the foundation for long-term success. If we just basically address the short-term problem by doing RIFs, that doesn't necessarily solve the long-term organizational dysfunction.
RIF is an acronym for reduction in force, layoffs basically. SEARCH has not taken that step, opting instead to look at long-term fixes. Clement says the current financial situation at SEARCH makes this job a little different than he thought it would be when he sought it.
You know, the challenges are great and the resources are few. And I was sort of, my working understanding was that the opportunities were many and the resources were some. And so it's just a degree of you know, I don't know, it's on a scale, and it's just at the different end of the scale, the extreme different end. So, yeah, but, you know, they aren't things, I mean, it's just bigger. It's not really any different, and the circumstances are compressed and the considerations are tighter. But it, I mean, it's not like I thought it was blue and it's pink. It's just a much darker shade of blue, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it is different. And you know, so the job itself is different, but the environment is probably different than I thought I was getting into.
You mentioned that you are incredibly optimistic about SEARCH's long-term future. What gives you that optimism?
My optimism really stems from maybe some of the things that I previously mentioned. I think there's just a lot of opportunities that have gone unrecognized or unutilized. You know, we have fairly large market penetration here in Southeast Alaska.
In addition to its two hospitals in Sitka and Juneau, SEARCH operates a variety of clinics and community health centers in communities across the Panhandle. Clement says they're being underutilized.
If you look at how they perform okay. I mean, they're you know, but from a business perspective, there's a lot of financial upside potential there, I think.
Clement is from Metlakatla and was previously chief operating officer at the South Central Foundation, which owns and co-manages the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage. This is his first tenure as chief executive officer, and he says he's acutely aware of the responsibility that brings.
You talked about making SEARCH a place where people want to come to work. So when you're driving in to your office in the morning, what are you thinking about?
I think probably a lot of people feel this way. I feel the weight of the world on my shoulders when I come in every morning. You know, I get to work early. I get to work really early. And, you know, this is a serious business, and people's lives are on the line, people's jobs are on the line. And largely, you know, I don't want to let people down. I mean, I guess that's it. What is pushing me is the fear that I'm letting down my employees, or fear that I'm letting down my patients or our patients, fear that I'm not meeting the expectations of the communities that we try to be good participants in. You know, failure is my concern, and that I feel like people are counting on me, counting on us, counting on SEARCH, counting on me and my leadership. You know, however you want to phrase it, they're counting on us for healthcare. They're counting on us for jobs. They're counting on us to be community participants. They're counting on us to lead. You know, when I step back and look at it and all the challenges and all the risks, it weighs heavily on me.
One of the things that Clement says he loves about his job is that he feels Search has personal connections to the people who work there and the people who use its services.
Every employee that writes to me, every patient that writes to me is not that far removed. You know, it's not this large autonomous thing, this organization abstractly removed from the patient experience. I mean, every day I hear about things that go good and things that go not so good, and I could put a personal face on it. And to me, that really humanizes the work that we do, and it brings a different level of passion and commitment to the work that we do. I mean, that would be my observation, I suppose. And so what does that mean? You know, these are very challenging times for us. And you wonder, you know, is it all worth it? And, you know, you say unequivocally, when you have that level of personal commitment, yeah, it is worth it. You know, it's amazing. And you have a profound responsibility and a profound opportunity to positively impact people's lives. And that's an incredible blessing.